The first gene key. The transformational path of the first gene key moves from entropy to beauty. It's the path of freshness. The first shadow is a feeling we all know, though we don't always recognize it when we're in it. It's numbness. And contrary to what you might think, numbness is in fact a feeling. To know that you're numb is actually a huge insight. And for many people, it's the beginning of our journey into the human heart. Because of the layers of our wounding, whether from our childhood or from our inherited ancestral memories, the state of numbness is one of the most widespread human shadows. But rare is the human who knows that they're numb, and the most trying everything we can to avert the realization that we're feeling numb. We keep ourselves busy. We go through one of the many windows of distraction that the world offers. Send a text, whatever it is, do anything but feel this. The jester in the pack of cards. And here we are with the first gene key in the pack. 64 gene keys. What a journey! It all begins here with the fool. A step that no one else can take. You know where that step is? Out of the moment. Out of the spaces. Out of the void and into life. Even if it's a disaster.
Even if you attempt to knock it off, it falls crashing and bones in a spectacular way. You've made it in your own.
The first city, beauty. What does it mean to be beautiful? To let go so completely into a creative process that it transforms you, that it purifies you, that it cleanses you and puts you in touch with your soul, with your essence. This is the true meaning of creativity, to move into the heart of a mystery. This first city is one of the four great pillars of the I Ching, along with its programming prompt of the second Jing key and the 63 and the 64. So you have beauty, unity, truth, and illumination, the four great principles of the cosmos. And beauty and unity are a dance, they're a couplet, they're soulmates. Beauty and unity. These two principles, they can't be separated. If you want to know what beauty is, you can only know through unity. To see where everything's connected, to see the perfection of the whole, shimmering in its myriad ways, this is beauty.